pig a little more than all the gunpowder. Lead you can float on that big Mayflower. It's gonna take more than that flag on this rock show. Here's you some corn. Cleared in the field and hoed some rows. He put up a fence and built an old scarecrow. Now here we are 400 long years later. Yeah, we're coast to coast, 10 billion acres. From California down to Florida to New York. Yeah, we just covered in corn. Yeah, we box it, stalk it, microwave and pop it, mold it after we suck it out on the front porch. Some steam it, cream it, suck it up and feed it to the chickens, cows, sows, and the wild boars. All thank the Lord for corn. Oh, now white lightning struck here in Tennessee. The night a hillbilly stumbled on my recipe. Yeah, dropped a cob or two in sugar and water. He mulled it and ran it through a roll of copper. Yeah, he took a little swig and wound up face down on the floor. Blamed it on the corn. Yeah, we boxed it, dog it, microwave and pop it, mull it after we shuck it out on the front porch. Some steam it, cream it, stack it up and feed it to the chickens, cows, sows, and the wild boars. All thank the Lord. Yeah, we boxed it, dog it, microwave and pop it, mull it after we shuck it out on the front porch. Country and the co-op and the Tractor Supply and all them mom and pop grocery stores for keeping us in corn.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is that's not trade, that's treason. That's not trade, that's treason. Well, I was driving down the road with my children and I was looking at all the beautiful farmland. I was looking at all these farms. I was looking at the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. It was a very nice day. You could see the cows, and you could see the wheat, and you could see it all. You can even see the pigs in these farms. And I looked at my boys, and I said, well, I want to tell you that all of this produce that you see, all the soybeans and the corn that you see, and all the beef and the veal and all the cotton and, oh come on somebody, all the wheat, well, it's not going to you, son. Why? Because you're a dumb American. It's going to the Chinese. Yes, that is where all of our produce are going, and that is to the Chinese. I'm sorry. They don't care about you. They don't want to feed you. All they want to do is use the land to feed somebody else in another country. Dad, I'm hungry. I'm sorry. We can't get no food because our farmer's sending over 70 to 90% of our produce overseas. My son looked a little bit sad because he thought America was great and he thought America really cared about one another and he thought our farmers really cared about the American people. Instead, they're more concerned about the profits in their trade. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about what the Bible says is trade. I'm here to tell you that that's not trade, that's treason. Treason is when you sell your country out for profit. That is treason. You see, in Genesis 25:31, the Bible says, Jacob said, make me a trade, my stew for the rights as the firstborn. So what was Jacob about to do? Well, he was about to sell his birthright. Yes, that is the rights and the privileges of the firstborn, and were very important, the chief being that they were the family priest. They had high privileges. Yes, some of you would trade America out. Some of you are trading the United States of America out. You're giving up all the privileges and all the rights. Yes, my son was sad. Look at all that corn in our backyard. Well, that's not going to you, son. That's going to the Chinese. Look at all those soybeans. That's not going to you. That's going to the Chinese so they can drink more soy milk. You see, the farmers, they just want more and more and more. Yes, and just like this verse in Genesis 25:31, we see that they sold the birthright for stew and for the rights of the firstborn. It was sold. And why did they sell their birthright? America is selling the birthright. But how many of you know today, that food is more important than money and we are selling our birthright? We are selling out our food for money. How many of you know that America is selling out our food for money? So I told my kids, I said, hey, all these farmers now are selling 70 to 90% of our produce, all the beef, all the pork, all the corn, all the soybeans are not going to the American people. Meanwhile, as you go to Kroger's, as you go to these other stores, they're implementing higher and better security systems for those that steal. You have to ask yourself, why are people stealing food in the grocery stores? It's very simple. They've raised the prices of food in the United States while 70% of our farmers are selling our produce to other countries. It's that simple. Using the blessings of America and selling our birthright right out to evil, satanic nations, that's not trade, that is treason. In Genesis 47:16, Joseph said, bring your livestock, I'll trade you food for livestock since your money runs out. Here in the Bible, we see that food is more important than money, and it doesn't matter how much money you have today in the United States of America, if you don't have food, your money is worth nothing. If our manufacturers continue to go overseas, and if our farmers continue to trade overseas, and we don't have food in the United States of America, then your money is worthless. In Genesis 47:19, the Bible says, what use are our bodies and our land if we stand here and starve to death right in front of you? Trade us food for our bodies. Yes, we will give you our bodies for food is what the Bible says. I will sell my body to eat. This happens all the time in other countries where women are prostituting their bodies just so they can eat and feed their babies. Well, I'm here to tell you that's coming to the United States of America. Why? Because our farmers, what did they do? Well, it's called a whore trade. They're trading to satanic countries. All the food in America, 70 to 90% of our produce are going overseas. So what is going to happen in the United States of America? We're not going to have any food, and women are going to start selling their bodies for food. They're going to trade sex for food. This is happening. This is going to happen in America. That's not trade. That is treason. That is treason. It happened in the Bible, and yes, it is happening today in the United States of America. Hey son, I'm sorry, that is a lot of corn, but none of that corn is going to you, son. That's a lot of pigs in that farm. None of that pork is going to you, daughter. Oh my gosh, look at those soybeans. None of those soybeans are going to you, oh American, because we want to bankrupt you. So in the news, tariffs have farmers fretting over loss of income. Now, since President Trump had put tariffs on China, farmers are freaking out. Farmers are crying. How am I going to get more wealth? I have this huge mega farm. I have thousands and thousands of acres, but I can't sell my products to China anymore. Yes, farmers are concerned about their major income losses they're likely to suffer as a result of the tariffs being levied on their productions in the U.S.-China trade fight. So here's a man, he has been farming in Indiana for decades, and he says it's nearly impossible for farmers to plan their crop goals month. What is that? Millions and millions of dollars? Why? You let the American people starve? You let the American people starve. That's your plan, to use the American birthright to sell this country out to the Chinese. Meanwhile, our children are starving, and you're putting new security systems in Walmart, in Kroger's. You're putting them all in there. Why? To stop the people from stealing food. Why? Why you send all the food to other nations. It's a really sad day in America, when we will no longer have food to eat. Why? Because our farmers sold all of our food to the Chinese. But their farms are big. Their tractors are big. And they have a lot to land. And yes, but there is no food to eat. In 2 Chronicles 20:36, the Bible says, we went in as a partner with him to build ocean-going ships at Ocean, gave it to trade with Tarshish. I'm here to tell you, you need to be very careful who you partner with and who you trade with. Jesus' people should not be trading with Satan's people. So why the hell are we trading with China, whose only goal is to destroy us? Why the hell are we trading with China, who only wants to destroy this nation and the American people? But how many of you know today that nobody is growing food for the American people? Why? Because we have sold this country out to the Chinese. We have sold our cornfields out to the Chinese. We have sold our soybeans out to the Chinese. We have sold our pork and our beef out to the Chinese. Why? Because the Americans love China. These evil satanic Americans who sold this country out. They're no better than Judas who sold Jesus out. I'm here to tell you that is not trade. That's treason. I'm telling you these kind of demons are in the church. They're selling you out. They're not giving you Jesus anymore. Our farmers are selling you out. They're not giving you food anymore. This is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. In 2 Chronicles 20:37, the Bible says, Eliezer, son of Dadavua, preached against Jehoshaphat's venture. Because you joined forces with Ahaziah, God has shipwrecked your work. The ships were smashed and nothing ever came of the trade partnership. You see what God is going to do with America because we decided to trade with Satan's children, with all these other countries who do not accept Jesus Christ, like China, whose only goal is to destroy every religion. Oh, come on, where they want to put the Skynet security system to control their people. Oh, we are in some very satanic times, but the American people now are trading with evil and satanic countries. Yes, and God is going to destroy America. You can see it already happen because we have sold out our birthright. We have sold out our birthright to other countries. And instead of growing produce from a country, we're giving it away. We're giving away out of money. We're rebuilding China and we're not building America. We're feeding the Chinese people, but we're not feeding the American people. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that is not trade. No, that is not trade. That is treason. So tell your kids the next time you drive past a beautiful cornfield that that corn is not going to you. You are no longer going to eat that. You're only going to get maybe 30% of that corn. And then they're going to raise the price on you, the grocery stores. And when you have no money left and you feel like you want to steal something out of the store, I'm sorry, the security systems has already been implemented. So therefore, you will not be able to even eat, and they're already preparing. You will no longer be able to buy and sell. Why? Because they sold this country out to Satan. They sold your food out to Satan. And so, if you do have a little money, you're going to buy this food that's not even healthy, that's in these boxes, and it's not going to make you healthy because the farmers sold 70% of their crops to the Chinese. All the wheat that was supposed to go in your bread is now going into the bread of the Chinese. Oh, come on, somebody. All the beans are now going to the Chinese children. How does that make you feel? Go look at your sons and daughters. Go tell them, I'm sorry, we have no food to eat anymore. Why? Because we're giving our food away to all the illegal aliens, to the Chinese, and now apparently we're going to give it away to those in the EU. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry you rich farmers, but now you're crying because you can't run your mega million farm, so you want to cry to the government so they give you a $12 billion bailout. I don't care. It is satanic, and that's not trade, that's treason, and you are going to hell. A lot of you farmers better start growing produce for the American people. Well, they don't have the money. Well, maybe if the church would stop robbing them, and maybe if the priest would stop robbing them, the church would stop robbing them, and maybe that money that they have been tithing all these years could go back into the community, they would have money to buy your food. So here's an article I just came across. Farmers rely on overseas customers to buy crops, boost prices. Wow. No, this is a real article in the Capital Press. Farmers rely on overseas customers to buy crops. Mr. Miller stands in one of his wheat fields last spring. He's the chairman of the Washington Grain Commission and vice chairman of the U.S. Wheat Association. Yes. Apparently, he relies... Mr. Miller knows how important foreign trade is to agriculture. For him in Washington State, 1,900 other wheat farmers. 1,900 other wheat farmers' exports are the economical lifeblood. They ship more than 90% of their crops to overseas customers, such as bakers in Japan and noodle manufacturers in the Philippines and South Korea. Now listen, folks, all your wheat fields, I'm sorry, but 90% of that crop is going overseas to Japan, to their noodle manufacturers, how about that? And also to the Philippines and South Korea. So all your wheat are going to other countries to make their noodles. That's great. But what about the American people's noodles? So they say, we realize we have a good product and we spent a lot of money for decades building a relationship with other countries. And so therefore, 90% of our exports of our wheat, yes, trade is so critical to the U.S. farmers and ranchers that last year it was a total of $133 billion last year. Wow, our ranchers and our farmers have sold America out. 90% of their beef, 90% of your pork, 90% of your wheat, 90% of your corn, 90% of your soybean are going overseas, America. That's not trade. That's treason. So for some states and crops, export are our main source of farm revenue. In Washington State, for an example, 90 to 95% of the wheat that farmers farm go to exports, to their noodle manufacturers. Ain't that lovely? That's not trade, guys. That's treason. These farmers are committing treason against the American people. They're selling their soybeans, their corn, their wheat, all their beef and their veal and even their almonds and their pork and even cotton are all going overseas to the noodle manufacturers, all the wheat. Enjoy your noodles in Japan. My kids, we can't afford even a box of spaghetti. Why? Because they just put a new security system in and they upped the price of spaghetti. Who's making the noodles for America? Who's making the noodles for the American people, I'd like to know. Oh, shut up, Pastor Dean. We're just going to overcharge you for a box of spaghetti. How about you pay $10 for a box of spaghetti right now? Why don't you just shut your mouth? We love the Chinese. And you know what? When you go to our churches, too, I want you to give us your money so we can send them to China and we can go on our Holy Land vacations because we love other countries more than America. Oh, yeah. Not only the church has robbed you, but now our farmers are robbing the American people. Way to go. So you should be careful who you partner with and who you trade with. This is what the Bible says. Because Jesus' people should not be trading with Satan's people. So why the hell are we trading with China? And because we decided to trade with evil satanic countries, God is going to judge America. Because you trade with the Chinese, they are evil and they hate Jesus in China. That is why they're closing all of churches down. Yeah. Chinese even invaded the Dalai Lama and Nepal. The Chinese are bad and they are coming after the American people. But our treasonous farmers don't care. As long as they can get a profit, they could care less about the American people. As long as their farms can get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Yes, and this is why we need to go back to the Little House on the Prairie days where there are small farms and those farms would help produce for their families and the communities. But hey, so the Bible says, in Nehemiah 10:31, when the foreign neighbors bring goods and grains to sell on the Sabbath, we won't trade with them. So even back then, they traded with foreigners. not on the Sabbath or any other holy day. But what was the difference? What did America do? America has lost all ethics in trading. All ethics in trading. There has to be some kind of moral compass when our farmers and manufacturers trade and our ranchers trade with other countries. But this has not happened. Why? Greed has infiltrated into America. It's all greed today. It's all, my farm has to be bigger than your farm. My church has to be bigger than your church. Oh, come on, somebody. And we've lost the moral compass of helping our own. Come on, somebody. Of helping the American people. When will America start helping the American people? Thank God we have a president today who has recognized that. Thank God we have a president today who is coming to help the American people. But I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. In Proverbs 5:20, the Bible says, why would you trade enduring intimacy for cheap thrills with a whore? Why would you trade precious food to a whore country like China? That to me is treason against the United States of America. And a lot of our farmers are traitors to the American people who are only concerned about their profits. They are whores. You have no food, America. Because our farmers had hoarded their crops trading with a satanic nation, China. And we're still going to come and kick China's you-know-what. But I'm telling you, man, this is bull crap. When I went to Kroger's, they upped the security system. Because apparently a lot of people were stealing food. Well, do you blame them? Cost so much. Our farmers are selling 90% of the produce to the Chinese, Japan, and North Korea, or South Korea. Now we just signed with the EU, the European Union, all who hate America. Wow. Every single one of these countries want to see America fall. You might say, well, not Japan and South Korea, deep down. Everybody does. Everybody wants to see the greatest country in the world fall. In Isaiah 23:17, the Bible says, at the end of the 70 years, God will look in on Tyre. She'll go back to her old whoring trade, selling herself to the highest bidder, doing anything with anyone. That's exactly what we are. Bunch of whores selling to the highest bidder. It's called whore trading. American farmers and manufacturers, this is what the Bible says, that they are a bunch of whores, whore trading. You are a prostitute. You will sell anything. You will sell your soul. You will sell this country out, the American people out. Why? Just to the highest bidder. You're a bunch of whores who trade out America's heartland. You are a whore! You'll do anything. This is what the Bible says. And Isaiah 43:4, that's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you. That's how much America means to you, isn't it? You'll sell America out and trade everything good of America to an evil satanic country like China only so you can make a profit and make money. You're a bunch of whores. You have sold America out. That's not trade. That's treason. And I'm telling you, farmers, a lot of you are going to hell even though you're hiding in the church. You're going to hell so you can hide in the church and pay off your evil preachers all you want. But we all know that you have sold America out. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. Oh yeah, in Ezekiel 16:16, you took your fine dresses and made tents of them, using them as brothels in which you practice your trade. This kind of thing should never happen, never. What a sick soul. Trading and buying evil products and filling their churches Oh, come on, somebody. How many of you know today that these manufacturers in the United States of America, they don't care what they are selling? There is no moral. They will sell anything, even if it's evil, even if it will destroy America for their profit. They are a bunch of idolaters. Oh, come on. This declares that idolaters put their chief delights in those things which pleases the eye and outward senses. This was evil. They sold out the church. They put evil things. They took down the cross. They took down pictures of Jesus. They sold out. How many of you know that people are selling this country out right now? I don't know if we're going to be able to make it. Right now, we have maybe 8 years of reprieve before God comes to bring judgment on America today. I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus now, and we need Him. We need Him back in America. So, I'm driving down the road, and my kids are in the back seat, and we're looking at the wheat and the corn and the soybeans. And it looks beautiful, and you want to believe that these farmers are growing crops for the American people, and you feel somewhat secure because you know there's going to be food available for you. But the truth of the matter is, they don't care about you. Just like the teachers in the public schools don't really care about your kids. They care about getting their paycheck from the state. And the farmers don't really care about feeding the American people. Why? Because all they want is money, and they'll be happy to grow the soybeans for the Chinese. And they'll be happy to grow corn for the South Koreans. And they'll be happy to grow and to sell your beef to Japan. They're called whores. Whore trading. As long as whatever country wants to give them the most money, they'll be happy. Why? Because they don't give a damn about you and your children as long as they're fed. They don't care. So in Matthew 16:26, what kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose your soul, yourself? What could you ever trade for your soul? Do you realize these evil satanic farmers, manufacturers, and ranchers? Now, I'm not saying they're all evil. There's some good ones. But the evil ones, they have traded out of America. They have traded this country out. And the soul of this nation out. The heartland's heart has been ripped out. Why? Because they traded the soul of America to the Chinese, where people have no soul. Look at when you go to the grocery store. Do you see any soul anymore? Because it's been sucked out of them. And the farmers, they suck the soul of the American people. And so you can look at your children and tell them, I'm sorry, that corn's not going to you. I'm sorry, that pig is not going to you. I'm sorry, that meat from that cow is not going to you. I am sorry, we don't care about you. We're going to try to bankrupt you, and meanwhile you're going to be hungry, but don't worry, we're going to up the security in our stores. Don't worry, and then we're going to raise prices. So don't worry, we know you're hungry, we know you have no food, let's up the security systems. Meanwhile, the church says, I'm sorry, we have no more money, we can't help the community. Why? Because we're building a new church. Oh, come on, somebody. So here's this wheat farmer who sells 90 to 95% of, hey, I'm sorry, but your dairy farmers, if you want to know why your milk prices went up, you want to know why your tomatoes and the oranges and all the raisins and wine and all these prices went up? Well, it's pretty simple. We sold it to the Chinese. They sold it to the Chinese now. So our president puts a tariff on all these manufacturers and all these globalist companies and globalist farmers. Well, how do we recoup our money now? Well, now we have to up the price to the American people. Let's just make the American people suffer. If we can't sell our produce overseas, if we sell our produce overseas, the American people suffer. And if we can't sell, then we'll raise the prices and the American people suffer. So why don't you just pour salt in my wounds? Drag me behind a car. I'm going to suffer either way. Do you get it, America? It ain't going to stop. You are going to suffer. You're going to suffer and it ain't going to stop. And it don't matter. It don't matter. You're going to suffer. You are going to suffer. Why? Why? Because our farmers have sold their birthright. They have sold this country out to Satan. Yes, they would even... Yeah, the Bible says in Joel 3:3, they threw dice for my people and used them for barter. They would trade a boy for a whore, sell a girl for a bottle of wine when they wanted a drink. You understand what these people are saying? What the Bible is saying here? They're saying, look, there's so much about money. Not only are they selling off your food so you can't feed your kids, but they would even sell out their kids. They would trade out their only boy for a whore, the Bible says. They would trade out their only girl for a bottle of wine. This is the wickedness that's in the United States of America. Yes. This is the wickedness that's in the United States of America. That's not trade. That's treason. So what do they gain on trade with other countries? Well, America's farmers want profit. Meanwhile, the American people starve. Food is more important than profit and trade, folks. Let's feed the American people. Let's feed the American people. But I'm not done. It even gets worse in the Bible. Some of you thought that we were done with this sermon. We're not done. You better hang on your seats. In the church, in the priest class, how evil this priest class is, right? They would sell their bodies in the church. How many of you know that today? They would trade sex in the church for position. This kind of evil trade happened in the church. This kind of evil is happening today in America. This kind of sick idolatry. And that's not trade. That is treason. I have no more food to eat because my farmers that I thought was growing crops for me said, hey, you ain't that important. Let's give our food to the Chinese. Damn it! This is evil! And you don't care? You don't care at all! Because all you want to do is get on Facebook who sold this country out, or get on YouTube who sold America out. You don't care. You don't care. Why? Because you're going to hell. That's where you're heading. And we need to understand that this is not trade. This is treason. They have sold the birthright of the Americans and all the rights and privileges that we had. They sold it out to the Chinese. They rebuilt the Chinese. And then they looked at you that are hungry and they put more restrictions on you. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. We don't got much time left. If we're lucky, we have maybe 6 years left of reprieve before judgment comes upon this country. We need to pray, folks. There's time to all start to look at ourselves. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Yeah, then the red man said to the white man, pick a little more than all the gunpowder. Lead, you can float on that big Mayflower. It's gonna take more than that flag on this rock show.
Here's you some corn. Cleared in my field and hoed some rows.
He put up a fence and built an old scarecrow. Now here we are 400 long years later. Yeah, we're coast to coast, 10 billion acres. Ha. From California down to Florida to New York. Yeah, we just covered in corn. Yeah, we box it, stalk it, microwave and pop it, boil it after we suck it out on the front porch. Some steam it, cream it, stack it up and feed it to the chickens, cows, sows, and the wild boars. Oh, thank the Lord
for corn.
Oh, now white lightning struck here in Tennessee. Yeah, dropped a cob or two in sugar and water. He boiled it and ran it through a roll of copper. Yeah, he took a little swig and wound up face down on the floor.
Blamed it on the corn.
Yeah, we boxed it, dog it, microwave and pop it, and boil it after we shuck it out on the front porch. Some steam it, cream it, suck it up and feed it to the chickens, cows, sows, and the wild boars. Oh, thank the Lord
for corn.
Yeah, we boxed it, dog it, microwave and pop it, and boil it after we shuck it out on the front porch. Some steam it, cream it, suck it up and feed it to the chickens, cows, sows, and the wild boars. I'll thank the Lord for corn. Oh yeah. But thank God for the corn farmers in this country, and the co-op, and the Tractor Supply, and all them mom and pop grocery stores for keeping us in corn.